Good morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boger in the Morning. Today's Thursday, April the 25th, and markets are pulling back after U.S. first quarter GDP numbers come in weaker than expected. 1.6 for the first quarter versus 3.4 for the fourth. That's not good. Price deflator went from 1.6 to 3.1%, so prices up. Growth slowing, not good. Bonds certainly ran for cover. 10-year U.S. Treasuries are a five-month high at 4.7%. They're off 45 cents. Canadian bonds down about 40 cents, yielding 3.84. So not a pretty picture out there. On top of that, Meta announced a bit of a guidance lower, even though they had great numbers. They feel that they're not going to be able to monetize their AI technology, and they're going to see increased spending in the coming quarters. That stock plunged $58 or 12% and clipped Alphabet and Microsoft, both of whom report after the close. Alphabet down 2%, Microsoft down 3%. On the plus side, NVIDIA up 3%, Netflix up 1%. Most of the chip makers are doing better. Taiwan Semi up 2.5%, Marvel up 2%. NASDAQ, though, down 168 points, better than when it was. It's at 15,543. Standard & Poor's down 39 points, 5,032, so recovering some of the losses. The Dow down 454 points, 38,006. Two big misses by IBM and Caterpillar. IBM down 9%, Cat down 6%. On the plus side, Merck beats, it's up 2%, United Health up 1.5%. Now, as a tale of the tape, though, Harley-Davidson came out with a nice beat. Unfortunately, the stock down 18%, so definitely priced to perfection right now, folks. Turning to Canada, the TSX is down 27 points at 21,845, led lower by, no surprise, technology stocks. Also some weakness in telecom, healthcare, and financials. Mullen Transport's had a miss. That stock down 8%. On the plus side, though, gold and materials are rising up. BHP makes an unfriendly $39 billion bid for Anglo American. We also got earnings beats from Newmont and Teck Resources. Newmont up 12, Teck up 7.6%. Still, though, we are off just over 30 points here. Overseas markets, Tokyo down 831. That's a 2% drop. There was no support by the Bank of Japan on the yen, and so stocks got clipped here this morning. Hong Kong up 83 in Europe. Germany down 171. That's a 1% drop. France down 75. London up 38 points. As for those commodities, gold better by $3.40, 23.41. Copper up 4 pennies, 4.53 a pound. Crude oil down 28 cents, 82.53 a barrel. Natural gas up 2 pennies at 2.34. But the oil sector is down about half a 1% this morning. Last but not least, the U.S. dollar here, or I should say the Canadian dollar, the Dixie, the U.S. dollar off about a quarter of a cent, 105.50. That's giving a tailwind to the loonie, up 14 basis points at 73.10 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.36 for a U.S. dollar, $1.46 for the euro, and $1.71 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boger in the Morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.